Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I'm Kenneth Amadori, and I'm joined today with Bill Murphy. Please be sure to hit the like button and comment and tell us what you think about this interview here. It's going to be a great discussion. We're going to be discussing precious metals, the ongoing activity in the COMEX, the LBMA, and just what we're seeing around the world. It really is ramping up, the changing of the rules that we're seeing in the ETFs, and then, of course, the control of the precious metals price and the paper price manipulation scheme. I mean, we're all scratching our heads wondering how it's possible that silver just sits under $30. Gold can't get over $2,000 in the face of just excessive money printing and a devaluation of the currency. To discuss this today is Bill Murphy of GATA, GATA.org, and La Metropole Cafe. He's been here a number of times, and we always appreciate his work and his contributions to us here at Crush the Street. So, Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today.
Thank you, Ken, for having me. Good to be here.
Well, I'd like to just get your general thoughts here. Here we are in March of 2021. My goodness, almost through the first quarter of the year. And you know what? It's been a wild ride, to say the least. I mean, in the face of excessive money printing, another, you know, $1.9 trillion stimulus check. And it doesn't really seem like precious metals are responding on the paper price, but the action we're seeing on the physical seems to be through the roof. So, what are you seeing on your side? I mean, are you seeing a lot of traffic to your site? Are people reaching out to you? Are you seeing more activities on your interviews and things like that? I mean, what is the pulse that you're getting right now?
Well, first of all, I promise not to start swearing on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, go for it.
I've never seen anything so ridiculous and absurd and rigged and everything that God has been talking about for two decades as we have going on now. It gets worse and worse and worse. And you're right about the money. I mean, everyone knows this. I mean, the money, the stimulus, the money printing, everything you could have ever thought of about why gold and silver should be soaring has gone a backwards. I mean, you got, you know, gold is still in a bear trend and silver just going sideways, doing nothing, no matter what happens. In the meantime, you have other commodity prices taking off, like copper and crude oil and lumber. And it's all being talked about all of a sudden about all the inflation, except gold and silver. Well, this is typical what God has been trying to point out to people all this time. When it gets like this and the government's trying to hide things and keep things under control and do what they can with interest rates and so on and the dollar, they go after gold and silver, but never like what we have just seen. And if I may, except for I think 3 days this year, 3 days, gold has been bombed in straight down fashion at some point over a 24-hour period, every single day. Mm-hmm. Consequently, you got gold barely being able to hold $1,700 an ounce, you know, hundreds of dollars off its highs while other commodities are making highs. And, you've got the, of course, the cryptos and you've got the stock market, you know, just Dow just went to another record high, everything but gold and silver. And it is maddening. And yes, I'm one of those that thinks gold and silver are going to explode out of nowhere, but it's taking forever.
And so tell us a little bit about what you're seeing on the COMEX and just the activity that we're seeing, you know, record activity, and just kind of connect the dots on why we are seeing real demand for precious metals, but the reason why the price can't go higher. I mean, just kind of connect the dots for people who are new to this. So many people are being introduced to the price manipulation. I think you would probably agree with that. I think what we saw with GameStop and just that, you know, blatant manipulation, you know, the big banks against the little guy. I mean, people are coming around to this idea that this is happening. So just introduce what is taking place to keep the price down.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, this GameStop thing, look, it's all talked about in this Reddit thing and it was all over the thing. And of course it got hit, it goes right back up. Silver gets talked about. The only thing that they can ever talk about because it goes in the tank is what they did with silver. We had that one streak up to 30, and then they went, boom, right back down. So it's extraordinary, and they must have a big problem to be doing all this and making it so obvious. As far as the COMEX goes, I'm in a little different camp. than some of my colleagues and other people around us in that, having been involved in the futures market for a long time back in the old days, something's not right here. We've been hearing about tight physical supplies for a long time now in gold and silver. At the same time, we know what they do in the paper market to negate what they can in the physical market. But at some point here, when you have a real physical problem and you get backwardization like we're seeing in other commodity markets and like throughout history, the physical market has to overpower the paper market, and it's not been able to do it. So there's more supply out there over a period of time than we thought was there. Now, what I think was going to happen is one day out of nowhere, it'll just dry up and be gone. But whether they're getting it from some of the ETFs, which we've talked about for years, not spot, of course, but the other one, that they're finding a way to do it. Because otherwise you have an arbitrage. You buy the paper and you sell the physical, and these traders that don't care about price would make easy money. That's what they're in business to do. So somehow they've been able to get away with it. I don't understand it. I've been asking everybody to please explain it to me. Nobody can. But I do believe that what we're hearing about the shortages, and of course the demand's there for the obvious reasons of why you buy gold and silver. At some point here, out of nowhere, they're gonna hit the wall. And that's what, you know, go day after day after day waiting for that to occur. And it hasn't happened yet, but it will.
Yeah. I mean, in what else do you buy nowadays? I mean, you got the stock market up, crazy amount of record bull market that we've seen in stocks. We got real estate at astronomical prices. You know, Bitcoin, I tend to like it, but I mean, it's, you can't deny that we've gone parabolic here. So it's like, what else do you buy? I mean, silver is trading at its 1980, below its 1980 high. I mean, what else can you buy that's
It's trading at half of its 1980 high.
Yeah, no, exactly. Nominally, right? I mean, not even taking inflation into the picture, which, you know, of course, that sends it much higher than that. So, I mean, it's just, what else do you look at? You know, what else, where do you go? And it's just, but it's so demoralizing, as we all know, to be in precious metals and to just see it languish in comparison to everything else that's doing so well. Now, I throw this caveat out at you, Bill. You know, many would say, hey, look at what happened last year in the middle of the pandemic. Everything is shut down, chaos, you know, nobody working. I mean, just the world came to a halt. I mean, it was such an eerie thing, right? But if gold and silver didn't have its breakout moment in a time like that, you know, why should we believe that it'll ever have that moment? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And they've completely demoralized our sector. If you look at the HUI, the gold silver shares versus the NASDAQ and the Dow and other US stock indexes, it's just pathetic. And what they've done, of course, with their cryptos and the Bitcoin thing, they've got people not wanting to look at gold and silver. Price action makes market commentary, and commentary is all of a sudden from a lot of people in our world is negative or not very positive. And this is what the gold cartels, which is what I call the bullion banks and the BIS and the Fed and the Treasury have done to rig this thing to create this environment. And it's worked. And that's the reason you've got people, you know, going, well, maybe gold and silver, if I can't go up now, when will I ever go up? And that's exactly what the bad guys, as I call them, want people to think and investors to think. And that's why I think it's going to go on like this till they run out of enough physical to carry on what they're doing in the paper market. And out of nowhere, gold and silver will explode. And that's what I'm pretty sure of, but I can't obviously put a timetable on it because anybody in our camp who was bullish a month or two ago or 3 or 4 months ago, it's been proven incorrect.
Bill, what? If you can articulate what percentage of the reasons why the bullion banks do what they do is for management of the fiat currency system versus just the incentive to make a profit. You know, what's the major driving force? Is it equal? Is one more important than the other? What are your thoughts?
That's a great question. And I would think of it as it's an inherited thing. They've been doing it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, it was officially known many years ago that the gold price was fixed. I mean, and then they got into the habit of especially these past 20, 30 years, of rigging these things, and it's become like a lifestyle for them to be on the short side of the market and collude with each other to, you know, go after stops in the market to flush out speculators to make money along the way, as well as protect, you know, the fiat currencies and the dollar, try to keep interest rates down, because it's very simple. Paul Volcker, the former Fed chairman, said it many, many years ago. Gold up is bad. Gold down is good. And that's the philosophy of the money and power behind all of this. And that's why, and I thank you for having me on, God has so much trouble getting in the press and getting our point across, because we're taking on all the money and power in the world. And we've been doing that for over 20 years. And we know what we're doing. We know we're right. We have the evidence of it. And people wouldn't even need to see evidence. It's just by what you're talking about, Ken. Look at what's happened the past many months as other assets go nuts. The money printing, the stimulus, everything that we've known is bullish throughout history for gold and silver. And gold goes down and silver can't do anything? Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, it's a wild dynamic, and it's very demoralizing. It's frustrating, and you know, people, you know, they're open to this idea that gold and silver need to go higher, you know. But they're so good, these banks, at controlling the narrative, where it's like, well, I guess I'm better off buying Tesla. I guess I'm better off being in the stock market. I guess I'm better off buying real estate. But, you know, it's, I know it's a black hole too, you know, for these central bankers. If people just started to buy the gold and the silver and just piling out of the US dollar. Now, I'd like to get a little macro here, if you would, speaking on that, you know, the idea that the US is the safe haven and it's the end all be all, you know, the rest of the world piles in the dollars. Is it possible? I mean, is it too far-fetched to think that the whole world abandons fiat currency simultaneously and goes into something like gold and silver? Because at this point, it benefits from being the cleanest shirt in a basket of dirty laundry, right? And so that's what supports and sustains the US dollar. But is it possible that all fiat currencies, you know, get abandoned by the world, and you know, there is no cleanest shirt in a basket of dirty laundry, if you will?
I don't know. That's a bit over my head. I think it'd be pretty hard to do. And the bankers are mostly followers. I mean, you know, they get it. It's a group thing. If you remember, it's just the way bankers are, the nature of their personalities, and to go against the establishment like that, I think would be pretty hard to do. But I mean, certainly concern over all that's going on right now, and some of it's absolutely necessary, but it's got to make people think. I know, for example, murderers in this money we're giving out, the $1,400, which some people need desperately and have to get, of course, but they're giving out to murderers, some of the most famous murderers in our country. I know a friend in Canada who's got other friends up there that used to grew up in the United States, haven't been here in 30 years, and they got the last $600 round of checks. Huh? I mean, just the money is just being just thrown out there. So at some point, and this is why they're rigging the gold and silver prices, they don't want people to go to what you're presenting. And I think until gold and silver take off, it will stay that way, but they're so cheap. At some point, you're certainly going to have more and more people wanting to own gold and silver as for protection purposes. I noticed that Poland, for example, just announced they're going to buy another 100 tons of gold, and other people are. It's really something. And I've been talking about silver going to $100 for years, and I look silly because it can't even get above 30. But that's where I think it's going to go. And I think when it does make its move, it'll get there faster than most people think.
Yeah. And it's so true. And you bring up such a crazy point when it comes to the $600 check. I mean, with people getting that, I mean, my goodness, you know, how could you, possibly think that that money is going to be worth something down the road when it's just being handed out. There's no new goods or services that are being created, but it takes time for that to be reflected into the economy. People are excited about being able to book a trip to Disney World or Disneyland. I mean, I'm getting text messages from people saying, hey, let's go out and do something. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like I know they just got their stimulus check, you know, and it's just, but at the same time, you got to wonder, you know, millennials are having a really hard time affording homes. You know, they got to buy homes now at record prices. That, you know, $600 or $2,000 stimulus check, you know, is going to continue to pump up asset prices and make things more expensive on people than it was years ago. I mean, sure, they got a nice little injection, but you know, when it comes to actually being able to live your life and go on a vacation and buy a car and raise a family, I mean, these are the things that are going up way beyond the money that's just being, you know, sent off the helicopters for people. And a lot of it's going to trickle in, you know, 5 years or, you know, years down the road. I mean, it seems like a material boost right now in the economy, but my goodness, how much did it take for us to feel that? I mean, they printed 40% of GDP in 2020 alone. I mean, that's what it took. You know, is it going to take 100% of GDP going forward here in 2021, 2022? And, you know, maybe they will be able to do it. That's the thing. I don't think our minds fully know how crazy stimulus can get. I mean, we think there's a limit to this bubble, and we ultimately know there is, but we just don't know what that is. You know what I mean? And so I'll pass it back to you.
No, I agree. We don't know. And it's the same thing. We don't know how long I can keep gold and silver in a tank like this. Again, I've never seen anything like it my whole life. It's just ludicrous, but they've been able to do it. And we keep waiting for things to change, and we haven't seen it yet. I mean, how many people a year ago, 2 years ago, would be talking about Bitcoin at 60,000 for crying out loud? I mean, I remember being at a conference, I think it was 5 years ago, when Bitcoin got to be at the same price as gold at 1240, and it was a crypto gold conference. And they were all happy. Of course, I was disgusted with gold then at 1240, and they're all excited. And now it's gone from 1240 to 60,000. So nobody knows how far things can go and get out of hand. That's what they want to control in gold and silver. But if I may, I really believe that anyone who gets involved in gold, silver, or the shares, their shares at these price levels, is going to experience the same kind of euphoria in the years ahead. And it's going to be spectacular.
Oh, man. Yeah, and it'll be a real vindication moment. You know, it was nice when we saw that move from 1300, 1200 to 2000, and it really felt like it was happening. But, you know, it's just funny how gold does its thing, you know, and it's the manipulators. It has a way of washing and rinsing investors. If you look at the way the stock market has moved, if you look at the way gold, even crypto has moved in many degrees, you know, people bought when it was moving higher, but then it kept going. So it didn't demoralize people. You know what I mean? In a way, the stock market, the same thing. You buy Tesla after it's moved up 10%, but then it keeps going up. You know, the way gold moves, it moves up, gets people in because that's right when they get excited about it. And then that's when it comes down. You know, they don't experience that continuous rising tide in gold and silver. And I've watched it for so many years. And that's what's so hard about it. You know, you can say, oh, look how easy it would have been to make some money in gold and silver. But investor psychology isn't to buy when it's low. It's to buy when it's moving. And people have done that. And it's been really hard on people. And I know that even from some experience. I mean, I've been grateful to be in it for a while and to bought at the right prices. But still, I can see how this has played out for metals investors.
Well, that's exactly right. And I do a commentary every day. It's like you wake up every day, oh, God, look at this. While everything else is making your report, making new highs or going up, and there's all this euphoria, in our sector, it's just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, and it's just going on too long, and it's too obvious. And as we said, you said earlier, if gold can't go up in this environment, what's going to ever make it go up, for crying out loud? So I still feel the same. And again, I'm as disgusted as I've ever been ever like other people, but I'm convinced that once they hit the wall with physical supply, you will get that constant go up. And this, the next time when it goes, it will be just what you're talking about. You make one high, set for a while, make a new high. And it's going to be trading like other markets.
Yeah.
So, I'm waiting for that day. And, again, I think it'll come when I least expect it, but I know it's coming. I just don't know how long we're going to have to wait here.
Yeah. Well, it's a good word. And I think that's, the general sentiment of what we're in it for, what we're trying to do, and, what we're trying to be prepared for, because it's really frustrating when you got the right macro analysis, but the investment thesis and it hasn't, totally worked out. And, I sympathize with that. I'm in it with you. I've articulated this to other people I that follow me, and obviously friends and family, and there's been a lot of frustration, but I think, we're on the right side of the trade, and you just don't want to be jumping ship at the wrong time. I mean, at record high stock valuations, and by comparison, especially when you compare it to the US dollar, record low prices and precious metals. So, share some closing thoughts here, Bill. Your thoughts on where we're at, maybe some recommendations, and then obviously what they can find if they visit you at your websites.
Well, I mean, all I can say is, repeat what I've been covering. I think at some point the risk reward here is about as good as I've ever seen in my life in any investment, in a sense of being in there. You may not get some momentary satisfaction, but what will be made by investing in gold, silver, and the shares here is going to be phenomenal, and the kind of story that we've been talking about that's occurred with other assets. So, that's where most of my money is, and I'm going to stick with it and sail off into the sunset, I hope. In terms of recommendations, I mean, it's hard to get into with a lot of this stuff, but I know that I think a safe one and a spectacular one will be First Majestic, a silver company, and Keith Neumeyer, who I know personally, is a great CEO, and he's one of the few people that gives God of the time of day, and I think his share price, which is around 17 or so now, can go 50, 60, 70 when silver takes off easily. In terms of what I do, I write a commentary on the Metropole Cafe. People can sign up for a 2-week free trial if they like, see if it's of value. And then for get information on GATA, my colleague Chris Powell does a great job at www.gata.org and can sign up and get on his free list. So this is what we've been doing for over two decades, and we intend to keep on until we win the day.
So good. So good, Bill. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Crush the Street with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ken. See you again.